Anyway, getting around to bats now. So from oceans into the air, there's a researcher called Richard Holland, and he works at the University of Leeds, and he's published a paper this week where they've actually got to the bottom of how bats and probably other animals are able to follow the Earth's magnetic field to get around, because he showed for the first time about a year ago that bats certainly follow and respond to the Earth's magnetic field, but they didn't know exactly how. Now they think they know. And they took a group of 30 big brown bats, so actually a species called big brown bats.
That's a
because they're
lovely name.
Big and brown. And they what they did was to divide them into three groups. And the first group were not exposed to any magnetism. The second group were put into a magnetic field where they received a pulse of magnetism about 5,000 times stronger than the Earth's magnetic field, but in line with the Earth's magnetic field. And the third group got a pulse of magnetism the opposite direction to the Earth's magnetic field. And the bats were then driven to a place about 20 kilometres from their normal home range and released. And the researchers radio tagged them so they could watch where they went and follow how they tried to make their way home. The ones in the first group that didn't get any magnetism flew straight home. All of the ones in the second group that were magnetised in the same direction as the Earth's field went straight home. The third group, who were magnetised in the reverse direction, half of them went totally the wrong way. And what they're think is going on is that there is, it's highly likely, I mean, you can find this in brain cells in pretty much every animal, but certainly in bats, you can find these tiny crystals of the chemical magnetite. Now, this is an oxide of iron, Fe3O4, and these little spicules of magnetic iron form inside cells, and they will swing around like a tiny compass inside nerve cells. And what the researchers think is that when they move, they distort the membrane of the cell, and this adjusts tiny pores in the membrane of the cell, allowing charged particles to flow through inside the cell and either activate it or deactivate it. And in this way, the bats can read the Earth's magnetic field. When they blasted them with a dose of magnetism the opposite way to the Earth's magnetic field, it flipped and remagnetized their compasses. So initially, they flew totally the wrong way until they realised their mistake and then reset their compass.
So they can reset it and then
yes, they can. And the other cunning thing they can do is to look where the sun is, because they know the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west, and so they always set their compass to the sun. And that's how they would normally reset their internal compass. Why did only half of them do it? The researchers think, well, it could be that these bats use a lot of other cues to find their way around, and it could be, because they're quite close to home, that the half that didn't go wrong already knew the way home, and so they were just merely overriding their internal compass and following their nose, rather than what
maybe
their
compass was telling them. Maybe their echolocation or something, that kind of thing.
They have very good eyesight and very good smell too, so they were probably using other cues and other signals. Or they were just the males out of the group, because it was a mixed group, and they were the ones that wouldn't ask for directions.
Excellent.